several things that were approved yesterday after the previous month's first reading. The capital improvement request that was submitted for fiscal year 19 five-year plan was approved. The regions also approved the Johnson County Research Triangle Authority budget for ALEPA, KU, and the KU Med Center. Yesterday, a lot of discussion was held on university fee proposals. So I'll give you a little summary of what K-State has submitted for Regents approval. We have College of Business surcharge increase of $15. We have College of Engineering surcharge increase of $15. We have a new building, academic building infrastructure support fee requested at $4 per credit hour. And then there were a couple other adjustments in international program fees. And then the students had done their work on the privilege fee, and they had changed the structure so it capped out at 6 hours instead of 12. So there was a very small, minuscule increase on the privilege fee. But a lot of the discussion yesterday regarding the fees was on the engineering. And unfortunately, we did not agree with the recommendation that came out from our tuition and fee strategy committee. They had not supported an increase. The college had gone in with a request of $26 to $38 to help continue their faculty salary plan, and then also to offset some anticipated budget reductions that are going to occur, mostly due to our enrollment decline we experienced this current year, fiscal year 17. The administration did go ahead and move forward with a portion of the fee proposal to continue the college's hiring plan. President Myers took into consideration the legislative mandate on the University Engineering Act, that we are expected to increase the number of graduates that we have. The college has been successful, and they have already met their target and have increased over 900 students. And so we really felt there was a strong need to get hire these additional faculty to come in certain areas where they have a lot of pressure and really need additional faculty added in and computing science, for example. So, we'll see. There was a lot of discussion regarding that. Jack Ayers and Jessica Van Rankin, our previous and then next year student body presidents, were there. They had the opportunity to present their perspective on why they weren't supportive. And then President Myers, also shared his. So that was just first reading, and we'll see what happens. Then the board will make their decision at the June meeting. And then they just had some presentations on Title IX work group and then a report on prior credit learning. And so that pretty much wrapped up what happened at the region.